The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Whenever you feel ready, just settling into comfortable posture. In a kind way, listen to the body, make adjustments. Remember, it can be a helpful ritual to take a couple minutes and do several longer, deeper, relaxed breaths where you're filling and emptying the lungs. And you use that deep breathing as a way of coming into the experience of the body, into the experience of the present moment. And let that deep breathing, if you decide to use that as an opening practice, let it be something that you enjoy doing, something pleasant to do, not an exercise, not work. Where we have all the time in the world to fill and empty the lungs a few times. And really slowing it down for the last two times. Staying relaxed though. And whenever you finish with this round, allowing the breathing to continue on its own. And having a sense of the body that's sitting here now, feel this body of sensation. I care about this body. Caring enough to be close to the sensations here in the body now. Caring enough to feel the sensations in the face, around the eyes, to accept them, to allow them to be around the mouth, the jaw, the tongue and lips, and throughout the whole head and face now. Seeing the simple, kind presence as a generous, healing act, just to be present with the sensations throughout the face and the head, and to be relating in a kind way, opening in a kind way, allowing all the different sensations here in the face and head, just allowing them to be the way they are now. And simply opening and caring about the throat, sides and back of the neck. And from the sides of the neck down, feeling down into the tops of the shoulders with kindness. And this warm and kind presence now as we feel into the shoulders, shoulder joints, tops of the shoulders, the throat and the neck. The sense of a warm smile as we tune in to whatever's here now. This generous presence. Feeling down both arms, feel the hands and the fingers. Opening as if this kindness, this kind presence were pouring down into the arms and hands. Feeling whatever is here to feel. And then this willingness to feel the entire trunk in a kind way, in a warm, allowing, generous way, we open to the chest and the upper back. Feel the structure of the rib cage, the heart. Feeling the solar plexus, the center of the trunk, the kidneys, feel the spine. And let this kind presence settle into the abdomen and the lower back, feeling whatever's here to feel. Not afraid to feel what's here, to open. And tuning in to the structure of the pelvis now, all the way down to the floor of the pelvis, the groin, sensing the structure of the pelvis, the lower abdomen, taking it all in, the lower spine, buttocks, hip sockets. And smiling, opening to both legs, the thighs. Feel the bend in the knees, shins and calves. Down through the ankles, down to the heels. And simply receiving, opening to the sensations in both feet, the toes as well. So allow, let there be this kind presence filling the space of the body. Like a generous smile as we open. And some people find it quite helpful to repeat phrases, so you can do that, come up with your own, or just use a simple phrase like, I care about this body. I care enough to wish well. May this body be happy and at ease. May the body be happy and at ease. Really trust the simple truth of that wish, the goodness of that wish. May the body be happy and at ease. And then simply appreciating the goodness of the heart that cares. I care about this goodness here in the heart that cares about this life. The heart that can wish well and appreciate what is good. And tuning in now to the heart center, whatever that feels like for you now. Just appreciating the sensitivity of the heart that cares, the heart that feels. I care about this life. I care enough to be right in the middle, to be sensitive. And I care enough to wish well. May this heart be happy, peaceful, and at ease. And again, you, if it helps, can repeat a simple phrase like this. May this heart be happy, peaceful, and at ease. Just notice it as a simple generosity of the heart, this simple wish. May this life, may this heart be happy, peaceful, and at ease. And we're willing to accept things as they are. It doesn't mean our life is perfect. It just means that there's this beautiful, simple wish. May this heart, may this life be happy, peaceful, and at ease. As if there were a warm glow, a warm smile spreading through the body, through the heart and mind. Even filling the space of the room. May the goodness of this heart continue and increase and never end. May all beings be peaceful, happy, and at ease. All my dear ones, my family and friends, people in this room, all the creatures, may all beings be happy and peaceful and at ease in their lives. And may this goodness continue and increase and never end. So for a few minutes on your own, with or without phrases, feel the expansiveness of this love, this goodness in the heart. So we're holding this theme of loving kindness in mind. This is the object of awareness, the actual attitude of love or kindness, goodness of the heart. And it has this distinct feeling of expansiveness. like a beautiful light that has the nature to radiate out in all directions effortlessly. So we'll continue for just a few more minutes with this loving kindness reflection. Remember, you can use phrases if that helps, or do it in silence. And may the deepest love and wisdom protect and guide. So we let go of the particular reflection on loving kindness now, sitting, feeling the whole body just as it is, using whole body awareness as a way to train the mind in the continuity of present moment awareness. Now use the momentum of kindness as you practice being aware of the body sitting, breathing in, sensitive to the body, this kind presence, while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. And we'll continue in silence through this part. When you lose the thread of the practice, find your own way to begin again. doing your best to start again and again and again every time the mind gets lost in thought. Because one thing's for sure, being lost in thought just leads to being lost in thought more. So whatever, just learn how to begin again in a way that doesn't rely on tension, doesn't rely on negativity. And for the last 5 minutes or so, we'll practice an open attention practice. So you don't have to, but you might find it useful to practice with the eyes open. Of course, we're not looking around, just gaze down toward the floor in front. Body relatively still and relaxed. So this is an undirected meditation. We're not directing the attention back to the breath or to the body. Sustaining present moment awareness. Relying on this capacity of the mind to be equanimous. Oh. This is being known. It's just this experience of the body, or it's just this experience of the mind being known now. It's just this. Can this be okay? And of course, you don't need to use language like that in your mind, but from time to time, if it's helpful, you can. Remember, it's okay to relax, to just allow things to come and go. So we're keeping it really simple in this open attention practice, just recognizing that this experience is being known. And you can ask the mind, what's the mind knowing now? Oh, this is being known. Thinking is being known. Hearing is being known. Whatever the experience that's predominant, recognize that it's just something being known. Can it be okay that it's like this now? Notice how even in this open awareness practice, there is this quality of kindness, a willingness to be intimate. And so for the last minute or so, just get directly interested in the possibility of non-attachment, not as a thought, but a non-attachment to the activity of the body and mind that's coming and going now, letting everything be.